Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
How are you this morning?
I'm sore. You know, when you sleep at the station, even though we have this mattress, the cats kept, you know, getting on top of me and moving around. And I just, so I've got sore shoulders, sore knees this morning.
Just think about how sore you would have been if you were out there shoveling.
Well, that's the whole thing. It was interesting. Throughout most of the day yesterday, we started getting snow early on, but really by about noontime, we had about 3 inches of snow, okay? Then it started to pick up, and then there was like a three-hour period where we got like 10 inches of snow. And then there was into the night where we were getting at least an inch, inch and a half. So the general consensus around here from people that reported in, and we had about 10 or 15 people report in, anywhere from 16 to 18 inches of snow. So I would say probably anywhere from 16 to 20 inches of snow, depending on where you are in our area. But I have a question for you. The National Weather Service still has the winter storm warning up. Is that for the blowing and drifting snow?
No, it's blowing, drifting, and more snow. I mean, we're forecasting another 1 to 2 inches today, but they're probably thinking there's going to be more, and it could be, in bursts, but it's not going to be widespread.
Well, where's the storm located now?
South of Long Island.
Okay, so then that means it could still push more moisture up into our area.
Yeah, not up, but down.
Down, okay.
Because there's an upper air low, and that's what captured this and slowed it down. And that upper air low right now is sending snow from the Adirondacks due south.
Okay.
So your snow today is coming from the north.
So when the storm moves further away to the northwest, that snow will cross over us.
The snow will continue to come down from the north and then come in from the northwest.
Okay.
Right. Yep. So, and it'll be in the low 30s, that's it. Snow showers will become scattered tonight, but they're still around in the mid-20s, and we still have a chance of snow showers tomorrow, mainly cloudy, breezy, mid-30s, sunny Thursday, low 40s. Our front comes in on Friday with, a little bit of a light snow or a wintry mix. Doesn't look like much, but enough to be a nuisance. And the high temperature, 35 to 40. Saturday looks, we'll just call it fair and cold. There could be another storm for Sunday and Monday. We'll have to just wait and see on that. Believe me, I saw it, but I'm paying it no mind because I'm still dealing with this one. So
we're worried about that
during the week.
If it comes, would it be snow?
Yes.
Okay. So now we've had basically 4 snow events this winter. A 20-inch one, a 5-inch one, a 4-inch one, and now we'll say roughly, so we'll say 18 inches. So that's 47 inches of snow. Our norm is 55 to 58 inches of snow. So it's been a weird winter. We've only had 4 real events, and we're still almost at our snow level for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes a really warm period also. That we had.
Right. Yeah.
Looks like we're going to make up for it all in February.
It could be. I mean, I got about 20 inches here in the lower Hudson Valley. My friend David from the cabin, he reported in with about 30. And I know that's right because Northwest New Jersey did get zonked. And of course, there was a lot of wind. We have... I guess there were 2 passes yesterday with the guys on the quads with the shovels.
Yeah,
they did the garage, the driveway. Of course, they got to come back. They'll be coming back, but none of the walkways have been done. And when I look out my front door, it's past my waist. So hopefully, they'll be coming back. If not today, tomorrow. To finish that up.
Well, I can't wait till I leave here this morning at 10 o'clock and see all the snow that's on my car.
Who's going to take that off?
Actually, the guys at Plow for the station, Kindred Property Care, they're coming back at 10 o'clock, and they're going to shovel out the car. They're going to shovel out the car for me.
That's great.
I feel sorry for the old codger in the studio. And today, yeah, we should say, is what, Pat?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog. And he, if he sees his shadow, then he's got supervision.
Yeah. You know, of course. If he doesn't see, let's see. If he sees his shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, spring's going to be early. I can tell you, no matter what he does, I said this yesterday, there's 6 more weeks of winter, folks. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of Arctic air coming in down the pike. So we are going to have a, you know, we're going to, I think we're going to have, you know, a relatively rough February, in my opinion. Started out that way.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'll take snow over bitter cold. You know what I mean?
No. I don't know why.
Because snow, when you get snow, you can brush it off. You can't brush off bitter cold weather. It just,
I know, but you can slip and break your hip or ankle in cold weather.
I can slip and break my ankle anytime.
Well, but you're the exception. Excuse me. You are the exception. So, I mean, that's the way I look at it. It's just, you know, some people just love the weather overall, just love the wintry weather. I'm looking at a composite radar right now as we speak, and the snow for us is actually coming in from the east.
Yeah, I see that.
Yep. But if you were in Scranton, the Poconos, it's coming in from the north, but that's the circulation. Meanwhile, over Rhode Island, rain is moving from off the ocean, from off Long Island, due north across Rhode Island. It's still raining in Boston.
Now, when will that that precipitation stop moving from the east and then come down from the north?
During the day today, okay. Probably in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's a pretty big blob of precipitation that's coming in from the east.
Yeah, it's a large, large upper low that's causing all this precipitation, snowing all the way down to the Delmarva Peninsula. So, yeah, real large area. Isn't it incredible? Yep.
Well, it's good for the ski industry, and it's, Salisbury Winter Sports Association, because even though they make their snow,
yeah,
people like, you know, when there's snow all around, there's snow on the trees, there's snow on the ground. Now, me, I don't, but people that go to ski jumps like to see it look like, you know, like a ski jump country, you know, with lots of snow.
Right.
I just don't understand the people that love winter. I just don't understand it.
I know. And meanwhile, a friend of mine wrote to me yesterday afternoon. He's on the Central Florida coast.
Yep.
And he said, I just want to find out how you guys are making out up there. You know, it's big news, blah, 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 down here. I said, yeah, it's like blizzard conditions. And he said, yeah, he says, today down here, it is windy. He said, and 72 degrees. He said it, and he didn't say it to be nasty. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, windy in 72. I'm just checking right now. The temperature in Miami Beach right now is 53 with a northwest wind at 8. So, I mean, they actually have a little bit of a wind chill, but I think, I'm going to check that right now. I think Florida has got a real chill. Yeah, Jacksonville's at 40 this morning. Daytona Beach is at 42. So 40s in the northern half of Florida this morning, and that's pretty chilly for them.
You know, and what's interesting, like I used to go to Florida for the month of April. And when I get down there the first week of April, I'd go out on the golf course, right? And it'd be 50, 52 degrees. And I'd have shorts, and I'd have a golfing shirt with a golfing sweater over it. And I would see all the people who live down there. They would have mittens, they would have parkas on. Because they're, you know, to them their blood was thin there. They love the
It's just what you get used to. Exactly right. Yeah, I know. That must be pretty interesting. You know, to get that change in body temperature. I was just looking to see where this low is. And, the low from what I'm plotting here right now, the actual storm, has only made it to south of Long Island. I mean, yesterday was off Delaware, so it's not moving much, and that's one of the reasons why we're still under its influence.
All right. So and after it's all out of here, we've got a couple of days respite, then maybe some light snow or mixed precipitation, and then we have to look out for Sunday into Monday again to see
what
develops there. Well, I hope that they come and ply your walks, and I hope. I know Kindred, they were here. They came they come about every hour or 2 hours to clear off the satellite dish during these storms as well. And I've got I've got a friend, Steve Value, who plows out our transmitter site. And then my house is done by Joey Warren. So for me, it takes three different crews to make sure I can get around.
Jeez. I mean, I don't think ex-President Trump had that much attention.
Well, that's what you get when you're 68 and you have you had all your ankles and stuff fixed, and now you've got bad knees that need to be replaced. You gotta have an extended crew.
Yeah, really. Well, that's good. You know, thank goodness you have it.
I wish healthcare covered all the costs. So.
Oh, yeah, well, that would even be nicer,
but,
right?
But Steve Value does it for me for absolutely free. He plows that absolutely for nothing. Doesn't charge me anything.
Just and by the way, whatever does go through Sunday night and Monday, whether it's a minor disturbance or a major disturbance, on the heels of that is bitterly cold. I just want you to know that.
Well, Pat, I just want to thank you for letting me know that after I told you that I take snow over bitter cold.
Yeah, so we're giving you both. How's that?
You're a hell of a guy, Pat, is all I've got to say.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Snow.
Yeah, you're welcome. Be careful.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.